Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2146. Lactic Acid is Your Friend. Listen to it, by Sarah Short with lesmills.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, it is the middle of the week, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. This is because once we hit the middle of the week, we may need that little bit of inspiration to help us get through the last couple of days. So with that, here we go. Quote, "We change the world not by what we say or do, but as a consequence of what we have become." David Hawkins. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Lactic Acid is Your Friend. Listen to it, by Sarah Short with lesmills.com. If you've ever exercised at a high intensity, you'll be familiar with that sensation of fatigued muscles. It can feel really uncomfortable, but the cause, lactic acid, is actually your ally, helping you move faster and lift heavier. When it comes to athletic performance, lactic acid has historically been viewed as the enemy, the culprit behind delayed onset muscle soreness and fatigue. We think of it as a waste product that holds us back and prevents us from achieving our best. But what if, rather than hindering your performance, the production of lactic acid in fact makes you a better athlete? Here's the lowdown. When we do strenuous exercise, we breathe faster in order to transfer more oxygen to the working muscles. In most cases, our bodies naturally prefer to generate energy using the aerobic system, meaning with oxygen. However, when our bodies are under stress, like trying to lift heavy weights or perform fast sprints, we switch to the anaerobic system, meaning without oxygen, to produce this energy. When this happens, the body produces a substance called lactate, which allows the breakdown of glucose and the production of energy to continue. But it's complicated. Higher blood lactate levels actually slow down the muscle's capacity for more work. If it seems counterintuitive that the body would produce something that actually reduces its ability to perform, it's not. It turns out that lactic acid is a natural defense mechanism that prevents us from overdoing it and causing ourselves permanent damage. We caught up with exercise scientist and associate professor Andrew Kilding to find out more about this vital but often misunderstood aspect of exercise. Why does lactic acid get a bad rap? The accumulation of lactic acid in the muscles has long been incorrectly associated with fatigue during exercise, as well as being linked with delayed onset muscle soreness. Even today, you'll hear sports commentators saying, "Athlete so-and-so must be fatiguing or tiring out because of lactic acid buildup." We now know that this is not the case, as lactic acid has no direct role in causing these exercise-related symptoms. More recent schools of thought consider that lactate is no longer a so-called harmful waste product, but rather is a supplemental fuel. It has been referred to as the forgotten fuel. Lactate produced during exercise can be used as a fuel source both during the exercise itself, depending on intensity, and during rest. The human body is extremely efficient and can recycle produced lactate for oxidation in the heart and brain. What are the benefits of lactic acid? The production of lactate serves to reduce acidity in the blood and muscle in an attempt to maintain an optimal pH level in the muscle and to allow the muscle to keep contracting at high rates. However, this buffering can't last forever. So when pH in the muscle starts to drop and hydrogen ions accumulate, this is when the sensation of burning is felt as the disruption to the muscle's ability to contract starts to occur. Lactate also helps to preserve other fuel stores and is a direct source of energy for the muscles, heart, and brain. The body is efficient at reusing lactate and can even shuttle lactate to different parts of the muscle and between tissues. From a training perspective, lactate has been viewed as an important signaling molecule for promoting adaptation. What I mean by that is the production of lactate during exercise triggers a series of metabolic changes that will enhance the ability of the muscle to oxidize it. How does it contribute to exercise performance? It depends on the sport or exercise. For endurance-based sports, you want to minimize the production of lactate and be able to clear it quickly. Endurance cyclists and runners are the best at doing this because they typically have a high proportion of well-conditioned, slow-twitch oxidative fibers containing lots of mitochondria and oxidative enzymes. These help to produce aerobic energy without the accumulation of lactate. Short-duration or power athletes, however, often have more fast-twitch glycolytic fibers, and these fibers will naturally produce high amounts of lactate so they can perform high-intensity movements such as sprinting. Which types of exercises are best for producing lactate? Exercises that involve the upper limbs typically induce higher levels of lactate when compared to the legs, as upper body muscles typically have a greater number of fast twitch fibers, which are predisposed to glycolytic energy production. However, this is not a reason to only perform upper body exercises. Rather, you should aim to perform exercises that recruit the large muscle groups relevant to the sport or exercise goals you have, utilizing the correct work-to-rest ratios. How can you increase the capacity of your lactic system? You can enhance the capacity of the lactate-producing system by performing repeated bouts of sustained 20 to 60 second supra-maximal exercise, meaning exercise performed above 100% of your maximum fitness capacity. This maximally stimulates the glycolytic system, and in doing so, challenges the enzymes that limit glycolytic energy production. You will need lots of recovery time between repetitions to allow full recovery of the system so that it can be taxed heavily again. Work-to-rest ratios of 1 to 4 or 1 to 8 would be advised. Too little recovery in these types of sessions will mean the aerobic system will be increasingly engaged, and it's unlikely you'll get the glycolytic stimulus you are aiming for. Do better athletes produce more or less lactate? In Olympic sports, two athletes who are quite physiologically different can achieve the same performance level, but in a different way. For example, one may have a slightly lower ability to produce energy using the glycolytic system and would likely have lower lactate levels, but can offset this by having a slightly higher aerobic ability that allows them to sustain a given power. It's hard to say if more is better from a performance perspective, as each individual has a unique set of physiological and metabolic machinery that they've tuned through habitual training. You just listened to the post titled, Lactic Acid is Your Friend. Listen to it, by Sarah Short with lesmills.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I definitely came from the school of thought where we were taught lactate was the enemy. So it was refreshing to hear that lactate may not be the harmful compound we once thought it was. True, it feels uncomfortable when the body produces it because, as today's author Sarah said, it contributes to that burning sensation in our muscles when we're exercising at a high intensity. But it's refreshing to know that the body can use lactate as a fuel source, that it's not just produced to make us feel miserable when we're exercising. If you find yourself experiencing that burning sensation in your muscles during exercise, ease up on the intensity and take some deep breaths. That will help the burning sensation go away pretty quickly because now you're re-engaging the aerobic system or with oxygen system. And if you want to increase the capacity of your lactic system, basically what today's author was describing were things like high-intensity interval training. That's where you can work at your maximum fitness capacity or even super maximal, meaning above your max fitness capacity, and then rest. So you have these short intervals, 20 to 60 seconds of all out, go, 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 then allow yourself adequate rest time, and then do it again, go, 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 go for 20 to 60 seconds. That's basically high intensity interval training. And that may help you increase the capacity of your lactic system. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being a subscriber or follower of the show. Thank you for sharing it with others. That really goes a long way to help keep this podcast going. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.